Walla Wani. Welcome to Earth Matters, environment social justice stories from Australia and around the world. Produced at the studios of 3CR on Wurundjeri country in Naam, Melbourne, and broadcast across this continent via the Community Radio Network. I'm your show host, Beck Horridge, and I do pay respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging. Today's show was made in Gadigal, Sydney, on Wangal country, the lands of the people of the Eora Nations.
We're only going to see an increasing number of community members holding big institutions like banks and super funds to account for their greenwashing to stop them from bankrolling climate collapse. I would definitely encourage you to get out there, contact these institutions and put pressure on them to do better, because it's going to take every one of us to address these issues. And, you know, as an organization that's been working in this space for more than a decade, we know it works when you follow the money.
That's Brett from Market Forces, the group that is driving a shift toward ethical, climate-responsible investment practices across the financial sector. Brett will expose HESTA and explains how you can get into ethical superannuation investments.
My name is Brett Morgan, and I'm the Australian Campaigns Manager at Market Forces.
Brett, you've contracted Earth Matters with a story about HESTA, a superannuation fund. Who is HESTA and what's happening with them now?
So HESTA is a super fund for the health and community services sectors. And look, HESTA is a pretty big fund. It's one of the top 10 superannuation funds in Australia. It has more than 1 million members as a part of the fund. HESTA has always marketed itself as a climate leader, but the reality is that HESTA just isn't living up to those claims and failing to back up those claims with action. So while many of HESTA's members are health workers on the front lines of climate change who are, you know, dealing with a lot of people impacted by climate change, HESTA continues to financially support companies that are expanding the scale of the fossil fuel sector, like coal, oil and gas companies, building new projects and making climate change worse. And so there's a growing movement of HESTA members and other concerned organizations that really want to see HESTA take bold action on climate change and say no to new fossil fuels.
What are some of the groups that are standing up to HESTA and trying to get them to move on and join us in the 21st century?
In recent times, we've seen quite a number of organizations, you know, taking stronger action and coming out and voicing their dissatisfaction with the way that HESTA is approaching climate change. So, for example, just a little while ago, we had a few organizations actually cut ties with HESTA entirely and write HESTA out of their EBAs or enterprise bargaining agreements as their default superfund, including Amnesty International Australia and the Centre for Nonviolence. And since then, we've seen even more organizations taking a public position, you know, against HESTA's lack of climate action. So groups like Doctors for the Environment Australia, the Climate and Health Alliance, Jesuit Social Services, Healthy Futures, as well as Amnesty International Australia and the Centre for Nonviolence. And all these organizations collectively represent more than 1 million health and community services workers around Australia. And these groups are united in the one message, which is that they want HESTA to take a clear stance against new fossil fuel developments.
Would you be able to accuse HESTA of greenwashing on this? Is that what greenwashing is, when they say they're doing one thing but they're not really doing it?
Absolutely. So greenwashing is when the environmental or climate claims of an organization or a company don't stack up against what they're actually doing. Now, HESTA, for a long time, has resisted calls from its own members to divest from fossil fuel companies on the grounds that, as a major investor, they have what they call a seat at the table, and they say that by being invested in these companies, they can use their influence and leverage to get them to change and to stop polluting. But the reality is that HESTA is just not taking any effective action to stop these companies from expanding fossil fuels and exacerbating climate change. And so a growing number of members are calling that out and just highlighting how HESTA's actions really just don't stack up against the claims that it's making.
That would concern me. That was my super fund. I'd be really annoyed. What does Market Forces, the organisation that you work with, what do they need to do in response to something like this?
That's a great question. Market Forces works with tens of thousands of Superfund members and bank customers, not just in Australia, but around the world, who want to see their financial institutions doing better on climate. And so whenever we see a major institution like a Superfund not living up to the claims that it makes about climate change or climate action, we often have lots of members coming to us, you know, raising concerns about this. And so we support those members to, you know, to take action and to put pressure on their financial institutions to do better. So in this instance with HESTA, for many years, we've actually seen a growing number of members raising these concerns. And quite frankly, HESTA has just not responded in a way that you'd think a responsible institution should. Instead of using its leverage as a big investor to try and push fossil fuel companies to change, HESTA has just been silent on these companies and their expansion plans. And so the role that we play as Market Forces is in, you know, working with community members to expose the greenwash and expose the institutions that just aren't backing up their claims with action.
You must do a lot of research, a lot of searching databases. I did a little bit once. I was sent down to London to this big corporate library and had to go through all this microfiche to find out about a company for an activist group years ago. It was exciting work. When did Market Forces start and what sort of successes have you had? What's the history of the group?
Well, Market Forces kicked off in 2013, so more than a decade ago now. As an environmental and climate campaigning and advocacy organization, we've been working with lots of community members all around the world for a very long time. And we do conduct research and analysis of financial disclosures from financial institutions, as well as the business plans of companies that are making climate change worse by expanding fossil fuels. And so over the past 12 years, we've worked with a growing movement of bank customers and super fund members who want to see their retirement savings and their life savings doing good for the planet and not actually making things a lot worse. And so there's a lot of complexity to the disclosures that these companies are putting out there. And so a big part of our role as Market Forces is, you know, trawling through the spreadsheets and crunching the numbers just so the average person doesn't have to spend all their time doing that, because the way that these institutions disclose their investment holdings or what they've been financing is not an easy thing for the average person to trawl through. So in doing a lot of that work, it really helps demystify the landscape for a lot of people. And in terms of successes, over the years, we've worked with quite a number of bank customers and super fund members on exposing the dirty investments of their super funds or banks. And because of that growing movement of people who want to see their money doing good for the planet, we've actually seen some pretty incredible wins where billions of dollars is being diverted away from companies that are building new coal, oil, and gas projects and making climate change worse, and wanting to see that money moving towards companies and projects that are actually doing good for the planet. So, for example, we've seen a huge movement of UniSuper members pushing their super fund to divest from oil and gas companies like Santos and Woodside. We've seen some of Australia's biggest banks who have over the years lent billions of dollars to fossil fuel companies. We've seen that trend actually reverse. And in fact, the biggest bank in Australia, CommBank, was historically the biggest lender to fossil fuel companies. That has actually reversed to the point where CommBank is now the smallest of the big four. So we have seen quite a lot of progress over the years, and it's honestly all down to individuals willing to take action, the bank customers, the super fund members, the shareholders, pressuring their financial institutions to take a clear stance against the companies that are making climate change worse and pressuring them to do better.
I'm one of your clients. Thank you, Market Forces. About a decade ago, I followed the instructions on the website and went to see my Commonwealth Bank manager and explained to this terribly sad-looking, gracious guy that Mum had signed me up to the Commonwealth Bank 50 years before and I'd be leaving for these reasons. And he really tried to persuade me. He said, won't you keep the credit card? No, no, no. And, you know, I've never looked back. It really has made me feel better. We're living in an age of moral crises. Any way that we can clean up our own acts just to feel a bit better, I would recommend it. Superannuation, well, let's find out more about that. Have you had any really difficult campaigns? And what are some of the obstacles that come up when you're trying to switch Australians to something ethical?
Yeah, well, we're really up against it in campaigns like this. I mean, resistance to change from the status quo is obviously a tricky thing to overcome. I mean, fossil fuels are embedded in just about every aspect of the global economy, and they don't like to be challenged. And so, yeah, really, a lot of the financial institutions out there that are still bankrolling coal, oil, and gas expansion, they've been doing things a certain way for a very long time. And in a lot of ways, they just want to keep doing what they're doing without any scrutiny. But luckily for us, there are a lot of people out there whose money those institutions are managing who are becoming more and more aware of the damage that they're inflicting on our climate through their investments. And so I think while it is a challenging environment to operate in, it is really, really empowering and emboldening to see that just how many people continue to get on board with these campaigns every day, because we're going through what is perhaps one of the biggest social and technological transformations we've seen in recent history. And, you know, shifting away from fossil fuel production and use to a clean, renewable energy powered economy is no mean feat. You know, it's a very big task, and it takes really everyone across all aspects of society to make that happen. And so while it is a huge challenge, it is really encouraging to know that, you know, the people are behind this, and that power is growing.
So what does the future of this sort of campaigning look like then in Australia?
I think what it looks like is more and more people power. Yeah, the great news is that the momentum is building, and it has been for a very long time. More and more people are joining the divestment movement every day, you know, bank customers, shareholders, super fund members, community members, all joining the fight to prevent the flow of finance to companies that are building new fossil fuel projects and towards companies and industries that are going to make our world a much better and cleaner place to live. So I think that we're only going to see an increasing number of community members holding big institutions like banks and super funds to account for their greenwashing to stop them from bankrolling climate collapse.
It seems like it's a growing trend and huge agenda. Is this a big contrast to how many people actually work in the Market Forces team? It doesn't look like a huge team. What sort of an outfit are you?
Yeah, that's right. Look, we're a fairly small organization overall. We've got around about 25, 26 people on our team at the moment, and, you know, people working all across Australia and Asia as well. And so, yeah, this movement, this divestment movement and the power really comes from all of the people that we work with. You know, we do a lot of that research and analysis and publish reports exposing the dirty things that big institutions are doing with our money. But, you know, the power really comes from the individuals that see that research and take action to put pressure on their institution to do better.
Brett Morgan, Australian Campaigns Manager from Market Forces. You're listening to Earth Matters, broadcast nationally across this continent via the Community Radio Network.
I'm talking with Brett Morgan, who's the Campaign Manager for Market Forces, this amazing outfit that's been going for over a decade now, shifting how people use their money for good. Brett, how did you become an activist working for Market Forces and not a stockbroker? Because surely you could make a lot more money as a stockbroker.
Well, thank you. Honestly, I think the biggest draw card for coming to Market Forces was seeing the impact that money can make on addressing climate change. So, you know, my background is in environmental humanities research. I also did work for a super fund for a couple of years. And so, you know, once I started to get more involved in the climate movement at a grassroots level, you know, working with individuals and organizations, campaigning for change, you know, that paired with my experience at a super fund is actually the kind of perfect, you know, cross-section of skills that are really helpful in my role at Market Forces. So it's really just comes down to that focus on having the biggest impact that we can to address runaway climate change. And I think that comes from following the money.
Brett, for people who want to improve the climate risk exposure of their superannuation funds, you know, they want to have a safe bet with this changing climate impacted world, what can they do?
That's a really great question. The reality is that people can do a lot. I'll just preface this by saying that to start with, that I'm not a financial advisor. At the end of the day, I can't tell people what to do with their money because that's a personal financial decision. And you know, anyone unsure about how to make that decision should be seeking independent financial advice. But what I can say is that as a Superfund member, your Superfund exists in order to generate returns and build your retirement wealth. And so because you're a member of that fund, you have a lot of say in what happens. And over the years, we have seen tens of thousands of Superfund members demanding better of their funds, and those funds actually doing the work to then, you know, divest from fossil fuels or put pressure on those companies to change. And so as an individual, I mean, I would suggest that it would start with contacting your fund and just finding out what they're invested in. Just ask them straight up, hey, are you investing in companies that are expanding the fossil fuel sector? And if so, I'm not happy with that and you need to do better. We have resources on the Market Forces website, including our Superfunds table, which profiles some of the biggest superfunds in Australia. We've done the hard work and trawled through their thousands of rows of data to find out exactly what they're investing in and expose that. And so that's a helpful resource people can use to just understand where their retirement savings are being invested and use that as a conversation point with their superfund. Another thing you can do after contacting them as well is to also put them on notice and say, look, I don't want my retirement savings to be contributing to climate breakdown and I actually need you to do better. We've actually seen a whole lot of people, once they've contacted their fund and set that expectation, they've then gone on and chosen to do business with another fund because they haven't been happy with the response they've had. So there's a lot you can do as an individual. And in fact, because so many people have been demanding better of their super funds, a lot of them have actually now been coming out with ethical investment options because so many people just want to see their money doing better for the planet.
What are some positive ethical things to invest in? Often we list the ones that are not ethical. What are they? Weapons, coal, gas, gambling, alcohol? Do you include alcohol? There are the things that are not good, but what are some things that are good?
Yeah, well, that's a really great question because there are so many companies and projects out there that are doing good things for the planet that super funds could be investing in. So I'll start just really quickly on the fossil fuel side. You know, there are tens of thousands of companies out there around the world that our super funds could be investing in, and it really is only a small amount of them doing the most climate damage. And we've conducted a lot of research on this very topic and identified those companies. But because there is just such a range of companies out there, you know, our super funds can and should be using our retirement savings to, over the long term, create a much better and equitable world, which, you know, research has shown that over the long term, ethical investing can actually produce stable and solid returns. And so when it comes to the specific types of companies and projects, I mean, there are plenty of opportunities. Like we hear a lot about, you know, climate risk, but the flip side of that is the global clean energy transition presents a lot of opportunities for big investors like super funds. So aside from the usual suspects we know about, like major renewable energy projects, there are also plenty of other things to invest in, like you know, green infrastructure and technology. There are projects that you know, improve the housing standards for people as well. There are plenty of other companies working to make cities more habitable as well. So sort of greening cities as well. So there are plenty of companies out there that are actually seeking to take those big opportunities and contribute to a more positive world. But unfortunately, there is still very much a big proportion of our super invested, of course, in fossil fuel expansion. It's really good to see that some super funds are investing in renewable energy and green infrastructure. And as I'm sure you could understand, they love to point to that and say, look, here are the good things that we're doing. But that does not offset the bad stuff as well, right? The investments in fossil fuel companies or companies that are expanding fossil fuels, I should say. So, you know, while it's good to see a movement of money towards those things that are going to create a better world, we really also at the same time need to see super funds doing better on the fossil fuel side.
Are superannuation funds obligated to talk about how they're exposed to fossil fuels? Do they have to like report? Is there a fossil fuel-o-meter where they have to show how many pennies they've put in it?
Oh, look, I wish there were a fossil fuel-o-meter that they were required to report by. Presently, that fossil fuel-o-meter is actually Market Forces. So we're the ones doing a lot of that research to identify those investments. But at a broader level, super funds are required to invest our money responsibly and, or as I say, prudently, which means taking care and diligence in their investment decision-making. And so what that looks like is, in practice, is they need to be adequately managing risks to investment portfolios. And in understanding and managing those risks, they're looking at a whole variety of different things, right? So things that can impact the returns of their investments, and climate change is obviously one of those, right? So in a roundabout way, super funds do really need to understand climate risk and just how it could impact members' returns, and they need to take steps to manage that. And in fact, Market Forces commissioned a legal opinion back in 2021, which found that super fund trustee directors are actually required to understand and manage climate risk. And where that risk is too great, then they should consider divesting from companies posing those risks and moving that money elsewhere. Because super funds are investing members' retirement savings over the long term, they need to have an eye for long-term risks like climate change and take action to mitigate that.
I'm just wondering whether Australians might be surprised one day and somehow the international community turns around and says, we're going to put a big carbon tariff on everything you export and smash our fossil fuel industries. And what's going to be in the piggy bank when we retire? Is this really an issue?
Yeah, well, look, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? So there are quite a number of countries around the world that are bringing in more ambitious climate policies. And that's actually a major risk for an economy like Australia, where a huge amount of our exports are actually fossil fuels. So, Australia is one of the biggest fossil fuel exporters in the world, particularly in terms of coal and gas. And that means that our global emissions footprint is significant. And as we start to see more and more countries bringing in stricter climate policies and taking greater action, it is entirely possible that some of these projects that are being approved today just won't operate for the duration that they're expected to. And while super funds remain invested in companies like that, it's entirely possible that that could mean a significant hit to the value of super fund members' returns over the long term. And, we've actually seen some pretty interesting analysis on modeling what Superfund members' returns might look like down the line if we don't address climate change. And there's a fascinating report published earlier this year by Ortec Finance, which looked at the top 30 superfunds under a variety of different scenarios. So a scenario in which the world meets the climate goals of the Paris Agreement and keeps global warming to below 1.5 degrees, and other scenarios where that doesn't happen and we actually end up with 3 degrees of warming, which is a catastrophic scenario, might I add. And what this report found was that under one of those high warming scenarios, the top 30 Australian super funds could see a 46% hit to members' returns by 2050. And now look, that's not that far away. it's not that far away at all. And this is why it's such a significant risk, because our super funds and key decision makers don't take actions today to rein in the expansion of the fossil fuel sector and prevent runaway climate change, then we may very well not have any retirement savings down the line, and particularly people who are just entering the workforce now. The last thing I'll say is that it's not all doom and gloom. We have a lot of amazing people out there working to pressure big financial institutions to change their ways. And everyone who has a super fund or has a bank or even shareholders in companies, you have the power to make change. So I would definitely encourage you to get out there, contact these institutions and put pressure on them to do better, because it's going to take every one of us to address these issues. And, you know, as an organization that's been working in this space for more than a decade, we know it works when you follow the money.
Brett Morgan, thank you so much for talking with Earth Matters, and thank you for choosing the path that you've taken.
Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate your time.
To recap what Brett said to do, go to the Market Forces website at www.marketforces.org.au to find help on how to contact your super fund directly to inquire about whether they have investments in fossil fuel expansion, and on how to inform your fund of your dissatisfaction, and if necessary, consider switching to an ethical super fund. Utilize resources like Market Forces' Super Funds table to research fund investments. And remember, you can find the link to Market Forces, news articles, and this podcast for sharing and listening later on the 3CR Earth Matters show homepage. You've been listening to Earth Matters, Community Radio's National Environment Justice Program. If you missed any of today's show, you can find our podcasts at 3cr.org.au/Earth Matters. Or if you're listening via iTunes or any other podcasting service, why not rate us and leave us a review and help spread the word? Earth Matters would like to thank the Community Broadcasting Foundation for their financial support and the Community Radio Network for getting the program out to you. Earth Matters is produced in the studios of 3CR. On Wurundjeri country. If you'd like to get in contact, you can send us an email at earthmatters3cr@gmail.com or go to our Facebook page. I hope you can tune in next time for one more Earth Matters. Here's the sound of money being counted.